Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe D, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are here, second to last Daf in Gemar Shabbos, one of my favorite Gemaras, a very famous Gemara talking about, which we talked about very recently on the lecture series with Reb T, the idea of someone's nature and their nurture, how there might be some constellations, there might be effects that Hashem made them born on a certain day, a certain hour, under a certain constellation to affect their nature, to affect their traits, to affect their abilities to help and fix the world. Look at this crazy cool Gemara on 156 Shabbos. It was written Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's ledger. He was born on a Sunday, will be a man of one nature without one trace of any other nature in him. Gemara points out that we're going to talk about this in a little bit. What does without one trace and any other trace of nature in him mean? If you say without one trace of goodness, it can't be. Ravashi said, I was born on a Sunday. He had more than one trace of goodness. What does that mean? Without one trace of badness, it can't be either. Ravashi also said, I and Dimi Bar Katsur were both born on a Sunday. I became a king and he became a leader of thieves. So basically on a Sunday, you can become a leader. Hopefully it's a leader of good. So the point is that someone who's on Sunday is a leader of something. Sunday leads off the rest of the week. But wicked and righteous people can both be there. You got to use it for good. Because on Sunday, light and darkness were there. And then we don't have enough time to go through each one, but we'll point out quickly. Monday, somebody will be angry, the Gemara talks about. He was born on Shabbos, is destined to die on Shabbos. And then the Gemara goes on to say that somebody who is born on each day is going to have different things. And they talk about how someone who is born on this day will do that thing, and that day will do this thing. Very cool. And then it goes all the way over to say somebody born on a Thursday will do acts of chesed, and somebody born on Saturn will have the plans that won't come to it. Somebody who is born on this and born on Mars will be someone who spills blood. Very famously, the Gemara says about that. Ravashi explains he'll be a spiller of blood in some way. He could be a bloodletter or a thief or a shochet or a mohel. And then somebody born under the sign of the Mars, I believe, there's one more, that they will have the ability to do something else also, because each constellation does each thing. Not enough time to go through each thing, but the idea is that each thing affects us. The way that Hashem gives us the circumstance, the day, the hour, everything that is accounted for us is from Hashem. Hashem makes it in a certain way. If you feel a natural inclination towards chesed, maybe it's because you were born on a certain day. If you have a natural inclination to be a leader, maybe it was because you were born on a Sunday. And Hashem made it that way in order for you to take that talent, take that ability, take that trait, and use it to help the world, use it to help others. So think about the day you were born. Think about the hour you were born. And if you believe in zodiacs and constellations that were set up by Hashem, think about those also. And any tendency, any trait, any inclination, any leaning you have, use that. Because Hashem gave it to you. Use it to make the world a better place. Use it to change the world. Because everything was ordained by Hashem in His divine providence. The exact hour, the exact location, the exact everything of your birth, of how you would be. And if you have an inclination for using your strength, using your energy, you know, Esav and David were compared. We talked about this in this year also. They both had this tendency for bloodshed, but David used it for good, waging the wars of Hashem, and Esav used it for bad, using it just to kill people for the sake of killing people. So everyone has these inclinations, has these traits, and if you feel a tendency, you feel a trend, and you feel a supreme energy for something, use it for the good and not for the bad, in order to change the world and make it a better place. Do our part in trying to be mitakin the olam as best we can. Join us next time as we finish off Gemara Shabbos here, God willing, on the Audio DDD with Reb T.